everyone, welcome to Thesis Tea, the podcast about all the ups and downs of your thesis life. We are your hosts, Nienke.
Hoi.
And Sifra. And today we spill the tea about how to deal with data analysis during your thesis. Today we are talking with students Sam.
Hi.
And Eva.
Hey.
Welcome to your boat. So let's spill the tea on the first statement.
Data analysis was a big part of my thesis.
I think in some ways, yes, because it is a pretty big deal to do it in your thesis. But on the other hand, it's not a lot of work during your thesis. I think you may agree, Sam.
Yeah, I think I spent about 2 weeks on my data analysis. So in a thesis of 6 months, it's not so much. But yeah, you have to think about it already. Yeah, for some time, and I think in total it took about maybe a few months to really complete all my analyses. But in hours, it would be like 2 weeks or so, I think.
Yeah, it's spread out over your whole thesis.
Yeah.
Eva, for how long was your data analysis?
I mean, I spent a lot of time on it over the months, but I think if you would put it all in one, like into a few work weeks, I think it would be like 2 or 3 maximum.
Was this what you expected beforehand?
I think yes and no. It felt like more for sure because it's so spread out and you worry about it a lot. But yeah, I didn't think it would go this fast physically, no. It was less work than I thought it would be.
And do you also feel like you thought about it more than you actually worked on it?
Oh, for sure. But yes. I was very worried about my data analysis. So okay. I spent a lot of more time worrying about it than actually doing it, I think. Yes.
Okay.
And was part of that worry because you felt unprepared? Or why did you worry so much?
Yeah, I think in part I felt unprepared. I'm also, I'm very stressed all around as a person. So this was a stressful thing to me either way. But yeah, I think because for me personally, my last data analysis course, I felt it was during the second year of my bachelor's. So it had been 3 years since I last even opened R on my computer. So I felt wildly unprepared to do my data analysis.
How was it for you, Sam?
Yeah, I also did not learn about performing this kind of analysis in R. I had one course in which I learned a bit about coding in R, but it was not so much. And also the advanced types of analysis I used for my thesis, they were also not taught in any of the courses. But I thought it was a nice challenge to learn more about how to code and how to perform these kind of analysis. So that was actually one of my learning goals that I formulated at the start of my thesis. So I would say, yeah, it was not a lot of preparation, but for me that was a nice learning experience.
And did you take that time that you had to learn to work with the program R into account beforehand?
Well, I found it very difficult to estimate how much time the data analysis would take in general, because I had to learn how to code in R from the start, and I did not do it beforehand, and it was all types of new analysis. So I found it very difficult to estimate how much time it would really take me. So at the start of my thesis, you have to create a whole planning. And I just asked a few fellow students, how much time did you need for your data analysis? And I just put that down in 2 to 4 weeks or so. And in the end, it took about 2 weeks. So it was fine. But I found it very difficult to estimate.
Yeah, and it also differs a lot per student how long you will take on your data analysis based on how many sets you have and what kind of data set you have. So it will be different for everyone, I think, as well.
Yeah, I also know a few fellow students who spend a few months on their data analysis. Also because for some students, it's a very big part. And during my thesis, I also had, for example, a lot of practical work when I helped with an ongoing study. So then automatically the amount of time left for your data analysis is a bit less. So it really differs per student and per supervisor indeed.
Okay, we spoke about it a bit up already, but how was the stress level during your data analysis? Maybe Eva, you can start.
Yeah, so like I mentioned, I was very stressed about it. I felt wildly unprepared. I thought, oh my God, I'm never going to be able to do this. I'm going to fail my thesis. And yeah, I was just overall not happy about it, to be fair. But I think it's also good to realize, like Sam said, it's a learning experience. If you have to learn how to do data analysis. It's not, they don't expect you to be able to do it straight away. And that's a good thing to realize, because that took me way too long to realize. I was just like, oh my God, I'm going to fail. And then,
and your supervisor also provided you with help and feedback on it.
Yeah, I indicated from the start to my supervisor, like, hey, I am really stressed out about this part of my thesis. Like, the writing I'll be okay with, the practical work, fine, but data analysis I'm not comfortable with. And my supervisor then suggested to make a dummy data set for the kind of data I will receive from my practical work, and to start working with that, start putting it in Excel, start coding in R, and maybe ask from advice from some statistical teachers as well. So that really helped me in preparing for the actual data analysis.
How was that for you, the stress level, Sam?
Yeah, I was not so stressed about the data analysis because, as I said, I thought more of it as a learning opportunity. But yeah, I was a bit like uncertain from the start because you have to learn a lot of new things. You did not do this type of things before. So in that way, yeah, I was a bit doubting, like, oh, can I really do all this? Because it seemed very complicated. So, but I was not so stressed maybe as Ava was. but also I had like a talk with my supervisors about the analysis, and they also said, like, yeah, if you run into problems, then we can always help you. So for me, that was really nice, because then I thought, like, okay, let's dive into this. Let's take this as a very good learning opportunity. And if I run into any problems, I can always go to my supervisor. So for me, it was not so stressful. No.
So I kind of hear that both of you, it really helped with the stress levels with talking with your supervisor and explaining that you find it difficult, and that really helped. Was there something else that helped you?
I think talking to fellow students as well, like realizing everyone struggles with this, or at least almost everyone struggles with this, because it can feel quite lonely, your thesis, because you have to do it on your own. So if you don't talk to fellow students, you won't be able to know if what you're doing is normal, what you're feeling is normal, how fast you're going is normal. So yes, just talk a lot, talk to everyone.
And in the end, was it less difficult than you expected, or?
Yeah, for me, I think, like, looking back, it was not so difficult at all. But that's like very easy when you manage to do it. But yeah. I think all students manage in the end, and some students have a hard time during some periods of the data analysis. But with a little help from the supervisors or other staff, I think everybody manages in the end. But for me personally, I would say that, it was not so difficult, but also that I really learned a lot about coding and about performing more advanced types of analysis. But maybe that's also a bit more personal, and some people can really experience it as more difficult than I experienced it.
Yeah, because I don't relate to that, to be fair. If I'm completely honest, I still don't fully understand how I did my statistical analysis. I just tried a lot and got a lot of help, and in the end, I got my output from R. I'm like, thank God, I'm not touching that again. So I don't fully understand what I did and why. So that's probably not the best thing to hear maybe from a podcast, but you're going to get there either way. And it's going to be with a lot of help or a lot of input from others, or you're just going to do it all by yourself and get there. But you're going to get there either way. So
Maybe we can close with both of you sharing one final tip for the ultimate tips for new master students.
Yeah, I would say my tip is to really start thinking about your data analysis right from the start of your thesis. Like when you're already thinking about your research questions and formulating your research questions and thinking about, oh, how am I going to answer my research questions? It's also already very useful to think about what type of analysis methods you can use for that. Because maybe you have a very nice research question, but then you find out later that you cannot really answer it, for example. So I think it's very good to already think about your analysis in early stages, and it also allows you to already discuss some first ideas with your supervisor, to brainstorm a bit, and that makes you a bit more prepared than just gathering your data and then it's suddenly like, okay, let's analyze this, and then you have no plan. So I think it's very good to already think about it a bit already from the start.
And for you, Eva, What's your tip?
Yeah, I'd like to add to that. Talk to people, talk to your supervisors and ask for help. Like the thesis process can be very lonely, especially if you don't go to, for example, the library to work. Like you can do it all by yourself, but yeah, don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to look for help elsewhere, maybe. I know I didn't use it, but I know ChatGPT can also be a useful tool for writing your codes in R. So yeah, just ask for help. People will help you. People are nice, don't worry.
Okay, great. Thank you, Eva and Sam. This was Thesis Tea, the podcast about all the ups and downs of your thesis life. See you next time.
Bye.